Welcome to the She's Electric podcast. We're in the business of helping you to be your best self.
Click subscribe so we can help you have more money, more success, more love, more laughter, and more time for you. I'm Pia.
And I'm Kaya. Now let's get on with this episode.
Thank you for joining us again for another episode of the She's Electric podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about health and specifically women's health. And specifically within that, we are going to be talking about postnatal health. So for myself and Kaya, health is a foundational pillar in our lives, because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything else. You don't have a relationship with your husband. You can't run around with your kids. You can't invest time and energy into your business if you don't have your health. So this is something that is continually getting focus from us. But today I really specifically want to talk about what happens to a woman's health after having a baby. Now, before I lose half of you, this is relevant to any woman, whether she's planning on having a baby, whether she has a newborn like me, or a toddler or a teenager. This is relevant to every single woman who plans to have a baby, or any woman who knows women who plan to have babies or will be having babies. Think of your health as, I can do things that will put a deposit into my health account, and I can do things that will take a withdrawal from my health account. So certain things like eating good food, meditating, getting plenty of sleep, that's all going to put a deposit into my health account. Doing things like late nights, eating junk food, too much stress, that's all going to take a withdrawal from it. So for women, when you think of having a baby, growing a human and birthing a human, that takes a huge withdrawal from your health pillar. A huge one. And the health service, as it currently stands, as what has been my experience living in Ireland, living in the Western world, there is so much focus on a woman's health when she is pregnant. So when I feel like the health service caters to the things that the eye can see. I can see that you're pregnant. I can see that you're in labor. But it's the silent things that go on after having a baby that can't be seen with the eye. That's what's completely neglected. And if anybody listens to the podcast last week, we published it last week, but it was actually recorded a couple of weeks ago. So I've been on a bit of a journey since then. What you are hearing is me in the middle of a postnatal meltdown. I can kind of laugh about this now, but at the time it really wasn't funny. And it was a very, very vulnerable thing for me to get up and share. And at times I thought, will I kill the episode? But actually, I have been shocked at the lack of information out there for women on how to build their health back after having a baby. So I want to share my journey. And so what happened last week was I'd grown a human, gone with little sleep, because your sleep is very patchy when you're pregnant. And then I'd birthed a human. And then I had gone for nearly 6 months with very little sleep, not even a 4 hour consecutive sleep window. And so this manifested itself as anxiety. I was getting incredibly anxious and I was obsessing over my son's naps, the fact that he wasn't sleeping. And then that turned into a lot of judgment that I wasn't getting it right, that I was doing maternity leave in the wrong way, and that I wasn't giving him what I needed. And that judgment, it was focused on me, but it was also focused on other women, on how other women raise their babies and they're doing it this way. And it was just, go back, listen to the episode, and you'll see that I was just in this cycle of complete anger and frustration, and I couldn't see a way out of it. And I think that so many women, the health service talks about postnatal anxiety or postnatal depression. But actually, I want to introduce a concept today, which is a step before that. And it is postnatal depletion. So after having a baby, you are depleted. And so many healthcare professionals come in and they say things like, maybe they see anxiety manifesting itself in the woman. And they say things like, maybe you need to talk to somebody. Do you need to talk to somebody? And what I have found is she doesn't need to talk to somebody. What she needs is her micronutrients to be built back up in her body. And she needs sleep. And when you address those two physiological issues, the mental issues, the her emotional health improves because you've dealt with the underlying cause. And so I think for too long, women have been, I'm going to say it, they've been gaslit around being anxious mothers.
Say it.
And that, yeah, like that they're anxious and maybe you're overreacting and maybe what's, and it's, she's acting like that. It is a symptom of an underlying cause, which is she is absolutely exhausted.
Yeah,
and
it's so wild. Like, even as you were saying that, like the question, maybe you need to talk to someone.
Oh yeah, it's complete blame on the woman.
It's such a gaslighting question.
Yeah, it exactly. It places blame on her. And what I have, I want to share what I am doing to build back up my health after the massive withdrawal that was having Rafi and then not sleeping for so long. And so my hope is that you can step away with just a few actionable tips on this is how we can build our health back, because women, I can see it. They're going around society in a completely wired state. And as a result, they're quick to temper. They're irritable. They're snapping at their kids. And they're walking into a room and they're getting brain fog and going, why did I walk into this room? And what I'd like to offer today is this is not normal. It's not what we should be accepting as our baseline. If we deal with the underlying depletion, I'm telling you, and I'm on that journey right now, all of these postnatal issues that have been deemed as normal and given cute names like baby brain, they will start to go away.
Yeah, it's what I'm hearing you say is there is another way. And as you were talking then, what I was remembering is that in Chinese medicine, the journey of a woman having a baby lasts for 8 years, right? It takes eight years for your body to complete the recovery cycle. And actually what they say in traditional Chinese medicine is a baby every 8 years. Everyone's on this like intense, and I'm not saying that that's what we should be doing, but it's so many people are in a rush. It's now I'm running out of time. I've got to get it done. Two under two. All of these, like these, everything is about doing things quickly, bouncing back to work, keeping your career up. And I think that as you were so beautifully like communicating in that intro, that we have lost sight of what's actually happening inside a woman's body. And if we aren't acknowledging that, we can't empathize with it, and often we're treating the symptom, not the root cause. I also just want to acknowledge that I was really brave of you last week to just be completely open about how you were feeling and what your experience was. I also would say that, again, I didn't think your perception was probably that it was like you
way worse.
Totally. Yeah. I actually just thought you were having a moment of forgetting that you were really sleep deprived and that sleep deprivation is a form of torture.
It's literally a form, like when I think about what women go through every single day, and you wouldn't, people in Guantanamo Bay wouldn't have been put through this. To exhaust people to such a degree that is having a baby and birthing them and then to put them through extended sleep deprivation is literally, that is like the worst form of torture. And we're just like, oh yeah, and okay, this is just the way it is. And then women are in addition being put under extra pressure to be this lovely, happy mother and to bounce back and get back to work and all these other things. It's just complete bullshit. And what I'm saying here today is that let's just pause, acknowledge the huge, massive thing that we have done, and actually start to, because so much of you goes into the baby, and especially in those first few months, you're giving them everything and it's not about you. And I'm okay with that. But now I'm at this point where I'm like, okay, now my health pillar is getting a lot of focus over the next few months. And so how I'm doing this, and what's annoyed me about all of this is I think I had such a massive breakdown this time because I never built myself up after my first birth, my first son. And it's what frustrates me is that this stuff, now that I'm learning about it, it's so easy.
Yeah, it's residual depletion, right?
It's exactly. So this is why, and it happened on Enza that exactly a month after finishing breastfeeding, I had this hormonal shift, this meltdown, this feeling really vulnerable, like everybody was judging me and watching me. And then it happened again this time. And that's what you heard last week, except it was way worse. Like, I got off that call. I was crying all day. It's like, you put this thing out here that, like, I've got my shit together. And it's, I just want to offer to other women that I don't. We all don't. We all have moments where we don't have our shit together. And I want to just be really open about that, because sometimes social media and podcasts, they show the really polished side of things. But I was in a shame spiral after that episode. And I was telling myself I was not a good mother, that Rafi wasn't sleeping because I wasn't giving him what he needs. I had so much anger directed towards myself. What I am happy to say, though, is that entire meltdown lasted a total of 3 weeks. I've been working on my health since then, and I really feel like I have so much purpose now. I'm putting all of my energy into something that is much more positive than all of this anger and judgment.
It literally breaks my heart to hear you say how much judgment and how much shame you had towards yourself. And I think that resonates for any woman who knew how her friends were truly feeling sometimes about being a mother or about themselves when they've had a child. I would say that I've noticed with my friends, obviously this is anecdotal information, but I've seen so many of them crash after the second baby.
Yeah.
Really bad. And I can see their relationship is in a real bad way with their partner. And it's almost what I observe is a disconnection with their body.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll talk about that, because I was not, it's hard enough the first time, but it's okay. This hit me like a freight train. And when I hear one of my friends, I love the midwives. I just think the midwives in the Irish Health Service, they're angels. They're absolutely amazing, but they are not being equipped with the right information to help mothers. So when my friend asked, she was coming to her due date, and she said, what should I do with supplementation after I have a baby? And they said, oh, like, just finish your pregnant care. Just finish whatever pack you have and then just forget about it. So what I'd like to offer is that the nutritional needs of a woman postnatally are higher than that of a woman who is pregnant.
Absolutely. So
this is the misinformation that we're getting. So I got something, it's called a hair tissue mineral analysis. And
so when I hear about this.
Yes, this is really, it's actually so interesting, because the first time when I had Enzo, when I had this hormonal shift and this meltdown, I went to my doctor and I said, I'm not feeling myself. I'm not right. I just don't know who I am. And I'm feeling very down. And she said, okay, we'll take a blood test and we'll see what's going on. The blood test came back normal. And so I got a text saying, everything's normal. See you later. And I was going, like, that can't be where the door shuts. And it was only through talking to a friend. So this is a joint friend of myself and Kaya. Her name is Tori Norris. She is a women's hormone expert. And so she said, don't get a blood test, because the blood test will only show you what's going on in your body at a certain point in time that week. So yeah. If you've eaten a lot of high iron foods, it's going to show that your iron levels are fine. A hair tissue mineral analysis, because your hair grows slowly, it shows the nutrients that is in your body over an extended period of time.
So interesting.
So you have to take a few clippings from the scalp. So it has to be as close to your scalp as you can possibly get. And you send it off to a lab for analysis. There's only two people in Ireland who actually do it. Loads more do it in the UK. So it's much more readily available in the UK. But I worked with a woman called Antoinette Byrne on antoinetteburn.com. We will link to her website in the show notes. And when my results came back, all of a sudden, all that judgment I had for myself just disappeared. Because I was like, oh, wow, I am depleted. Every single micronutrient that was tested was below, like a good bit below the minimum. So and the way Antoinette put it, she said, you're not going to collapse, but you're on the verge of it.
Wow. And you know what I'm really curious to know is, I would have loved if at the same time you had gone to your GP and asked them, like, what your levels were like. Because, listen, there is a time and a place for Western medicine. There's a lot of amazing things to be gained from traditional Western medicine, but there's a huge gap. Like, I speak to doctors all the time who I look at them and I'm like, you don't look healthy.
You are not healthy. No, because they're stressed, because there's so much pressure on them.
But also, it's like anything, they are learning. I often think about it like engineering. If you're a civil engineer, that is different to being a mechanical engineer. If you are a Western doctor, that is different to understanding many other things to do with more traditional.
Traditional, absolutely. From traditional cultures. So what I find is that our health, Western medicine is a sick care system. It is if you are sick and you need...
It's just treating symptoms.
It's treating symptoms, exactly. Whereas Eastern philosophy and the philosophy from traditional cultures, that is about wellness. And it's about helping you to thrive. It's about doing things in a gentle way that is going to lead to optimum health.
It's fascinating, isn't it? One's about sickness and the other one's about health.
Yes, completely.
So it's like, if you're sick, fine. Okay. There's a place in Western medicine. But if you are looking for overall health, I really strongly feel like this, like you've got to spend time learning or speaking to practitioners who have the kind of knowledge
that philosophy
and expertise to be able
yes.
to support you to get that like holistic health.
Yeah. And the problem is that so many of them out there do not have that. They don't have that training. And when you look at doctors, they get such a small amount of training in nutrition, if any. And women really suffer from the recommendations in Western medicine because so much of the analysis is done on men's bodies because they don't want to do it on women of childbearing years. Yet women's response to certain medications is completely different to men. How a heart attack shows up in a woman is totally different to how it shows up in a man. Yet we are told to look out for the male symptoms.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw some data on it not long ago, and it was really shocking. It was less than 5% of like clinical trials involved any women at all.
Yeah, exactly. It's really shocking. And I think this is why you and I set up the podcast, because so much of the structures out there in society are not fit for women. And this podcast is to encourage you and to help give you the tools to be able to figure out what works for you. Forget about everything else. So this is my journey about how I'm getting my health back. It started with, if I'm not measuring it, I can't improve it. So the hair tissue mineral analysis was my first step in just measuring it and seeing what my baseline is. So my baseline, all my micronutrients, apart from zinc and phosphorus, were below the minimum level. So really depleted. So things like my B12, my iron, my magnesium. So if you don't have good levels of magnesium, that's going to manifest itself as anxiety and sleeplessness. So my sleep was really affected. So all these wake-ups that I had to do because of Rafi, I wasn't getting back to sleep after it. So it's not just a case of the baby's not sleeping, but it's the conditions are not right in the mother's body to help her to sleep.
Yeah, what I love about what you're saying is it's just start to be like a researcher about it. You know, what you said is you can't see what's going on. Something like magnesium, right? When that level is too low, it's going to seriously impact your health for everybody, not just somebody who's just had a baby.
Yeah.
And people are going through all of this stuff. Is it this? Is it the baby? Is it me?
Yeah.
It's like you have a deficiency. And pump that up and let's see if everything's going to change.
That's it. It's you are not... You don't have insomnia. You have a deficiency in something. Address a deficiency and the insomnia will go away. The anxiety will go away. So Antoinette then, she went through the analysis with me and then she creates a report for you. And that's where the value is, because some practitioners will just give you the results. I wouldn't have known what to do with the results.
Yeah.
But she put me on an entire program. And what I have found is it is absolutely scandalous how simple this stuff is and cheap. And we're not being given these tools. So my iron was on the floor, which is quite normal, actually. When you've had a baby, you lose a lot of blood. And the placenta will always, it gives preferential treatment to the fetus. So it will strip the mother of everything she has. Even if she's already deficient, it'll strip whatever reserve she's getting in through her diet and give it to the fetus. So we have to build ourselves back up. This needs to become the norm in postnatal care. Now, we don't have that. There is basically no postnatal care in Ireland. Now, the community midwives came to me 10 days after having Rafi, which was incredible, but there's only so much they can do. This isn't the responsibility of the midwives. This is a whole other health service that needs to happen for women. And so I'm taking an iron supplement, which is, it's called active iron. It's very gentle on your stomach, doesn't lead to constipation, because a lot of them are very harsh on women's stomach. My magnesium deficiency, this is what's blown me away. Magnesium, I've taken magnesium supplements before and I've still had the same symptoms. You can't actually absorb it through your stomach very well. So the best way to absorb magnesium is through your skin. So you need to take it's basically a cream, a body butter that has magnesium in it. Also, if you get magnesium flakes, so you know the way you can get Epsom salts for your bath, you can get magnesium flakes for your bath. So that's what I have done, is I'm having a soak in a magnesium bath, and I'm using, it's from a company called Better You, and it is a magnesium body butter.
Oh my God, I love Better You. I use their magnesium spray.
Yes.
So they've got an amazing spray, which I have been using so much since losing Luca, because I get a lot of tension in my shoulders. It's so great.
And now you know that's actually more bioavailable for you than if you were to take a supplement through your stomach.
Yeah, I worked in Planet Organic, which is a big health shop. And I think what I would say is all supplements are not created equal.
Yes,
and
thank
so
you.
There's a lot of companies that are really passionate about the way in which they're not just trying to make money. What they're trying to make sure is that their product, they care about the efficacy of their product. So
yes,
you can still take a supplement in your mouth, but it's the way that companies have innovated to make sure that those minerals go into your body is really different. What I want to know is, how much was the test?
So the test is only 80 euro, but to get the whole analysis done and the report and then your program that she puts you on, it was 280 euro.
Wow,
and I would spend it again.
Oh my God, that's not that much, considering
it's not that much.
How much women spend on kind of ointments and this and this and this for the baby, right?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Alone.
Just nappies alone, exactly. And what I've always struggled with taking supplements, because I buy them, they're expensive, I start taking them, and then I stop taking them, and then I might take it 5 days later, I'll take one, and then I forget. And I realize the reason I do that is because I don't know if they're doing anything for me. Whereas now I've seen the results. Your iron levels are on the floor, Pia. Your magnesium levels are on the floor. Your vitamin D, your B12, your potassium levels are on the floor. All of these things need to be addressed. So Antoinette has given me, so she creates these support salts that you take, but she's also given me a really good vitamin B12 supplement. And she sends you a shopping basket from, and it's a proper pharmaceutical website. It's not just going on to pollenandbarrett.com. And she said, you need to buy these ones, because she said exactly that, Kaya. Not all supplements are created equal. And there's a lot of really bad ones out there that your body can't absorb. The biggest thing that has shocked me is I have spent the last 20 years dizzy. I've always been dizzy. And whenever I got my blood pressure tested, they were like, wow, it's really low. And when I'm pregnant, they're like, wow, it's really low. And I would say to them, like, why is it really low? Everybody always comments on this. And what I got back was, oh, that's just the way you are. That's just how you are. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think this feels normal. So when I got the results, my sodium levels are on the floor, like so low. She said, if you don't have enough sodium, your salts aren't balanced in your body. And she's, that's going to lead to the dizziness. So she has me on this thing called an adrenal mocktail. It is a quarter liter of water, a quarter teaspoon of, it's called Celtic sea salt. It's a type of salt. It's not a brand. It's a type of salt that has high levels of iodine in it from the sea. And then she has put me on a quarter teaspoon of cream of tartar. So it's not just the one you get from like Dr. Utker. It's an organic one. And so that in the morning, you just sip away at it in the morning, and it balances your salts before you have any food. I cannot believe this. And I'm a little bit fucking annoyed, because I lived with dizziness for 20 years and I've taken this for 3 weeks and the dizziness is gone.
This is so crazy. Do you know, it's really funny. I'm like chuckling as I'm listening to you say this, because people think I'm mad, but like every day I have a glass of, like in the morning, the first thing I drink is water with lemon and like
Himalayan
a teaspoon
salt.
Of salt.
Yeah.
High quality salt, right? Like use Himalayan salt. But like the amount of people who are like, salt's bad for you, like you shouldn't put that in it. And I'm like, this is another like one of society's kind of just misplaced mantras, where they're talking about a completely different product. And I know what you're talking about, right? I love that I also had low blood pressure, and it was actually, again, Ayurvedic doctor who said to me, not even in relation to the blood pressure, but said it every day, the salt and the lemon in the morning, right? If you've got a headache, take a teaspoon, not a teaspoon, half a teaspoon of salt with lemon in a little bit of water if you've got a headache, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you go to a Western doctor, rather than saying, I don't know. They're like, yeah, that's just who you are.
It's fixed mindset versus mindset,
it's rather
right?
Being like, I'm limited in understanding why.
Yes.
There could be many reasons. It's just like, oh no, that's just who you are.
The reason that, because the food industry is really honed in on this salt thing, because the reason is it's cheap. It's a cheap thing that it's a soundbite that we can say things like low salt. It's a cheap thing that you can add or you can take away. And the salt that is used in the food industry is, it's muck.
It's disgusting. But that's why people like,
it's iodized salt.
One of the main benefits of like home cooking is that you can use really high quality salt. And actually, like, it's salt is really good for you. So are many spices.
Because I know I was working on a project with a client, which was these healthy nut butter bars. And the difference in cost of adding, it was Himalayan salt or sea salt versus the iodized sort of processing salt, was huge. But I forced it with them. I said, this is aimed at people who will understand this.
Totally.
We need to add the salt to this. It needs to be this type of salt, because otherwise the other one is just depleting you, where this one actually has nutrients that people, they need it to take it in. You need to have it. And you can't absorb water. If you're dehydrated, you cannot absorb water without salt, which
exactly.
Feels counterintuitive, but it's, salt is just another thing like fat that has been vilified because it's an easy enemy to have.
Yeah, it's so interesting everything you're saying. So what I'm hearing is that the kind of consultation plus the test was 280 euros.
Yes.
And then how much have you spent since then on the, because when you were talking before about buying random supplements and not sticking with the regime, I think that's really familiar for a lot of people. And it comes back to, you know, it's very difficult to build any new habit if we don't really understand why, right? You're so much more committed to doing something like taking your supplements in the morning if you understand that these levels are on the floor and this is going to help you bring them back up. If you're just shooting in the dark and it's like somebody told you should take B12, yada, 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 you don't actually have a compelling reason why.
No, you don't. And this is why I really want to urge people, get tested. Don't guess. Don't say, oh, I think I'm deficient in magnesium, because if you were to take the adrenal mocktail, but your sodium levels are really high, your blood pressure is really high, that is going to exacerbate the problem. I have actually got really high zinc levels. So if I was to take a multivitamin, that would have made that worse. So you need to look at what your unique profile is, and then you need to address those deficiencies yourself. So what I've spent is, it hasn't been much, Kaya. I say I spent an extra 100 euro on the supplements. Not even, I'd say an extra 60 euro on the supplements that Antoinette has put me on. Now I'm nearly out, so I'm going to have to refill. She said, do it for 3 months and then see where you're at. But in it, so there's a couple of different areas that I'm looking at. I'm looking at my sleep. How can I get more sleep? Which thankfully Rafi is playing ball with. It's all starting to come together now, but that's not the situation for every single mother's. A lot of babies, it can take them up to a year for their sleep to level off. I'm looking at my purpose in life. I think a lot of women, they lose who they are after having a baby, and after being so depleted, they lose who they are. And I, for the last, when you listened to the episode last week, I was really clinging on to work. I was like, I need work. I don't want to be doing nursery rhymes with my baby. It's just not me. And I realized now that I was clinging on to work because I needed to have purpose in my life that wasn't just pouring everything into a baby. And I think
you're
that
looking for yourself.
Women, I needed to feel like I was moving something forward in my life that wasn't just coming down, cleaning the house, doing all the baby stuff, and then going to bed and waking up and it's all there again for me. It felt like Groundhog Day. And that for me, that's not enough for me. And I needed to feel like there was something moving forward. And so I clung on to work, but I was flogging myself at work. And now I feel that I have this great purpose, which is really, it's really inspired me and motivated me, which is my health. It's to get my health back.
Love that.
So the few things that I'm doing is, I have read this book and I urge it's the best book on this topic of postnatal depletion. It is called The Postnatal Depletion Cure by Dr. Oscar Serralah. And my doula, Kira, gave this to me after, when she was finishing up, she was like, you just take this. And I'm so
like, I think you
glad.
Might need this.
every mother needs this. I'm so glad that she did, because basically he talks about he was a GP, and his wife, he saw his wife go from this like amazing, vibrant, energetic woman to this anxious, irritable, brain foggy woman. And he's, this isn't normal. And it was, again, it was after their second child. And so he tested her and he was like, she doesn't have anxiety. She's depleted. So his entire practice now has been about bringing women in who may have been living with these symptoms for 7 years. And he does things like he'll put them on an iron infusion if their iron levels are low. He puts them on things like adaptogens, so certain adaptogenic mushrooms and ashwagandha. And he says to them, you are going to have to prioritize sleep for the next year. This isn't a time for you to get back into everything and to do the all-nighters and try and party and burn the candle at both ends. I'm sorry, but you just need to prioritize sleep. So for me, what that looks like now is I go to bed at between 8:30 and 9. And I do an
me too, babe.
Meditation. Yeah, you're so disciplined, but I'm not.
No, but it's because it's the same, babe. I'm on a healing journey myself.
Yes, oh, totally, exactly. So what you're going through takes a huge amount of energy. So if you were burning the candle at both ends, and if you're staying up late and you're doing all these things, then all of a sudden you start to fall back into those negative patterns.
Absolutely.
And we see it all the time. So I am prioritizing sleep. I am not planning lots of things in my diary where I need to go out and do things. I have a kind of a rule. If I'm going to do something, I do one thing a day. So I do mum baby yoga in the morning. So that means I do mum baby yoga on a Wednesday. I don't do anything in the afternoon. Yeah. I don't book meetings. I don't do anything else. It's one thing I can do to get myself out of the house, and that's it. And then I am going to my acupuncturist, and what she is doing is she always says the kidney channel collapses after having a baby, so it all needs to be built back up.
Fascinating.
And so it's fascinating, absolutely. And so she has put me on a couple of different Chinese herbs that build back up the blood. So she said this will help the iron supplement. It'll really start to build back up the blood. She's also put me on a mix of cordyceps, reishi, and ashwagandha, just like in the book.
Yeah.
And then Antoinette has shared with me a nutrition, I'd call it like a calendar. It's really cool what she's done. So she said that certain foods go really well with each other. So if you have zinc containing foods, they work really well with vitamin A containing foods. So she's created me this sort of spreadsheet where I can look at it and go, okay, so zinc containing foods. So I'm going to have eggs. I'm going to have it with avocado and hemp seeds. Okay. And it's all adding more. Put on your hemp seeds, put on olive oil, add all these other things that's going to help the different nutrients to play off each other so that it's more readily absorbed by your body.
God, I love that.
And what she found was that my body's only about 25% efficient in absorbing the nutrients. So it's the depletion actually creates more depletion.
Mm.
And one thing that has been amazing is she said, are you sitting down and are you pausing and eating slowly? And I was like, no, I'm inhaling the food in between the babies.
Running around.
Actually, and she's like, you need to sit down, pause. Oh. You need to smell your food because that tells your body that food is coming. It gets all the digestive juices going. So you see me and my husband, we sit down and we're there smelling our bowls. We're like, okay, it's because in the end, Stephen ended up getting tested and he's on the floor as well, which was actually so interesting.
Oh my God. I depleted. That is so amazing to hear that, like, he got tested and also he's on the floor, like, he's sleep deprived too.
Yeah, he's sleep deprived. His work has been so busy.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to do that on top of sleep deprivation, on top of trying to support his wife who was crumbling.
Yeah, exactly.
And so he's depleted. So the two of us are on a bit of a journey. And so in this book, what Oscar Serlach talks about is, he calls it SPAN. So the pillars are sleep, purpose. He said you need to have some purpose in your life.
Love that.
That is just beyond the baby. Activity. And so with activity, this is not a time for flogging yourself with exercise. It's not a time to, I need to get myself back in my body.
I should.
This is not a time for high intensity training. It's gentle exercise. Mm. So I'm doing yoga. I'm doing more yoga. I was doing a mom and baby class, which I love, but I'm doing extra at home just to get all the movement happening again. Everything feels very stiff after having a baby, and that is gentle. It's not creating more stress in the body because our bodies are in a stress state after having a baby. You don't want to do things that's going to lead to more cortisol. So doing things like intermittent fasting, it's not the time to do it. No, not at this time. Get your baseline back up into health, and then you can start doing those things. But the point that I'd like to get across is that this is all about gentle kind things on the body. And then so the final pillar that he talks about in SPAN is nutrition. So it's all, and he said it's very hard to do this, and I'm sorry to say this, through a plant-based diet. Women need those slow cooked meats with connective tissue and broths, and you can, of course you can do it. It's just, he said it's going to take longer. So I'm having a lot of very nutritious foods. I am, my slow cooker is back out, even though it's summer or it's springtime. I'm making slow cooked stews and things, and making my broths again, and having those.
What I loved about what you were saying, and I think this is a really valuable takeaway for the audience, is that when Pia's talking about these things individually, it sounds complicated, layering these foods together, having eggs with avocado and remembering these things. And this is the value of working with an expert. When you pay somebody, when you make an investment in yourself to get expertise from somebody who is trained, from somebody who they've done the work so that you don't have to, it just makes everything simple, because they're going to give you a plan that's achievable. You're not going to have to think about it. Like, that's what the investment is for. So I really just want to encourage people to, when you're thinking about this kind of experience, know that the investment isn't just for the consultation. It's not just for those results. It's for all of the time that you're going to save, kind of decision making at the time. Because when you've got a plan and you've got a spreadsheet which is showing you which foods work well with which other foods, you don't have to keep making those decisions on a daily basis. That investment is going to keep paying back time and time again. When you need to reorder your supplements, you're not going to be thinking, oh, is this one good? Is this one good? Is this one good? You're just going to follow the recommendations that they gave you for the best products that they're going to recommend. And I just think it's such a, so many people look at investment and they are missing all of the time that we save when we consult an expert. The same is true in your business. The same is true when it comes to your health. The other thing I wanted to mention that we will link in the show notes is that there is an amazing free resource on YouTube, which is a yoga teacher called Sarah Beth Yoga. She's pretty big right now, but I did her free yoga practices all the way through my pregnancy and all the way through my postnatal journey. And I still do them now. She even has practices for grief, which have been so soothing for me in my own journey. So there are things also that you don't have to make a big investment for. And I can't recommend that resource enough. We will link to it in the show notes.
That's so interesting that you follow Sarah Beth Yoga as well. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah. So I loved her in my pregnancy, in my postnatal journey.
Yes, me too.
Her grief series is so good too.
Yes, I've seen them. I've seen them pop up. I like the production of her videos. And this is the thing, because when I started Mom and Baby Yoga, the yoga teacher was like, Pia, you must be really into yoga. I was like, I've never paid for a yoga class in my life. I've only ever done it on YouTube for free. So it's a really good point that you make, that it's, I know, especially when my body crashed after I had my first child, and then I ended up getting COVID and I was so, so sick. And because I could barely breathe at certain points, my sense of smell went away. COVID hit me really bad just because I was in such a depleted state. And the cost of me putting all of that back together was huge. It was actually much higher than this. So now, instead of buying supplements that I half use and I'm not getting the efficacy of them because I don't know if I'm not taking them right now, I know exactly what I'm taking. I've written out my morning routine. These are the supplements I'm taking at what time. It's not difficult, but I know exactly what I'm doing. And I'm doing it for 3 months and then I'm going to retest and see where I'm at. So my motivation around it is huge. And it's, this doesn't have to be forever. It's not like you need the supplementation forever. What Dr. Oscar Serlak talks about is that you need to build yourself back up. So that's why you need supplementation. There was a time when we could have done it with food alone, but because our soil health has been so depleted over years and our food is not anywhere near as nutritious as it used to be during our grandparents' time. So food can't get you back there. The supplements, you need it just to give you that little lift. And then he said the maintenance.
So I would love to know, if you were giving yourself, in last week's episode, or a woman who is in that place where she feels overwhelmed and she can't see the end of the tunnel and she doesn't even know where to start, what would be the main kind of three pieces of just super simple advice that you would give her right now? What can she do to just start this shift to prioritizing her health?
I would say surrender. And what I mean by that is I was fighting. The fact that Rafi wasn't sleeping, he was only doing these 30-minute naps during the day, so I was never getting a break. And I kept saying to myself, it's because of you. You're doing this because you're not putting him down early enough. You're putting him down too late, or you're putting him down too early. It's all these things that I was blaming myself for. And the biggest shift started to happen when I went, okay, he slept 30 minutes. That's okay. Instead of cleaning the house, in those little breaks that I was getting, I was cleaning the house. And so I just said, the house is just going to be messy today. It's just going to be messy. It's not going to be clean. And I'm going to take a nap, or I'm just going to even just shut down calm my nervous system during that 30-minute window. And in the postnatal depletion cure, he talks about nervous system exercises. He said, you need to be doing nervous system exercises. Otherwise, you're going to end up in that wired state. And that is meditation. That is just listening to your breath. It could be listening to a song that you love and just really focusing on the words. There's loads of different things that you can do. And what I did was there were certain tasks I had to outsource. I just couldn't do it all. And I know this is really hard because myself and Stephen are living on one salary right now. I'm not bringing in any money. It's all going into the business right now. So our budget is pretty tight. Yet there are certain things where I said, I can't afford not to do them. So I have a cleaner and she comes once a week and it's €55 a week. And okay, so that means we're not getting takeaways. We're not spending our money on other things. I'm spending my money on the things that it's really going to help me, because I have to say, when I'm sitting around a really messy house, it makes me feel awful. It makes me feel more wired and more anxious and more everything. So I see having a cleaner as a non-negotiable thing that I have to invest my money in. And that if that creates sacrifices in other places, fine. That's absolutely fine. So I would say that one thing I've been saying to myself is everything's happening exactly as it's supposed to. It's happening as exactly as it's supposed to. If he didn't have a big nap, it's because he didn't want it or he didn't need it. I need to stop creating this narrative around why it didn't happen. It just did happen. It's okay. And yesterday he did a nap for 2.5 hours. Stephen and I were blown away. So we can see it starting to come. It's starting to happen, but it's because I'm not overly obsessing over it. And I had this sleep app and I was putting everything in. And now I'm like, get rid of the app, get rid of the schedules, get rid of all that shit that women are given. And it actually exacerbates the problem. It makes them more anxious because you feel like you're just set up for failure if you don't follow these really strict sleep schedules. And so I'm reading my baby a little bit more. And what I'm doing is if he's not sleeping and if I've had a bad night, we just hang out on the couch. And yeah, I know sitting there singing nursery rhymes to my baby is not my thing. But I have chats with him. I chat to him. Like even before this podcast, I was like, Rafi, what are we going to chat about in the podcast today? So he loves that. He's looking at me and smiling. It doesn't matter what you say. They just want to hear your voice.
Yep. He's on the pod with us right now.
He's on the pod right now. See, once again, he didn't sleep. But you know what? It's okay.
It is okay. I have loved so much listening to all of this sage wisdom that you've shared today. And I really do think that it is applicable to women in any situation, really. There's so much going on with our hormones and we're in an environment all the time that is so stimulating. And most women don't have a lot of information about what they can do to build themselves back up, how they can even check in with what those levels are. So I think it's just been super, super valuable for you to share what you've been doing, what's been working for you on your journey, and reminding us all that it is a continuous journey.
And what I'd like to share is I'm going to be sharing my journey on my Instagram account just so that you can see what I'm doing. It's not for any, I just don't want another woman to have to go through what I've just gone through when the solutions are so simple. As Kai and I close up for this episode, I just like to remind you, if you are suffering with brain fog, if you are suffering with that wired feeling, if you're suffering with irritability and you're snapping at your children and your partner, don't accept this as normal. This is not normal. This is not us thriving in society. This is us being victims of a society that is always on. It's always about go. And so there are other options to you. Please, if you suspect you are depleted in any way, get tested, get a hair tissue mineral analysis. It is not expensive. And then start actually addressing the underlying causes of things. Don't just deal with the symptoms, because there are better options out there for us. It's just about us being a little bit curious. The internet is an incredible source of information. Please use the internet for what it is. I will share what I can. And if you know someone who's about to have their second child, please buy them the book, The Postnatal Depletion Cure by Dr. Oscar Sarah.
And send them this episode.
And send them this episode. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for giving us your time. Did you know that you could change someone's day to day just by sharing this episode?
Our mission is to help women. We all want more money, more success, more love, more laughter, and more time for ourselves.
Women Helping Women is how we're going to get there.